Hey guys, my new special, Live and Alive, is premiering Friday, October 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on my YouTube. Click the link in the description, set your reminder. Now I will be in the live chat talking with you guys the whole time. Watch it with me. Let's have some fun with it.
Hey baby, we're gonna be here all day. We're gonna be here all day, baby. I like that kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Guys, thank you for supporting this show. It's so fun. I love doing this show. If you're watching this far already, hit subscribe, throw up a comment, engage with the sponsors, help the show out, help it grow. I appreciate everything you guys do. And I'm very excited to be back here today with this week's guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nick Novicki. Welcome to the Way Back, buddy.
Hey, hey.
Nick, before we get into some Way Back stories, right there, plug everything you'd like, please.
Hey, follow me at Nick Novicki. You could learn about comedy shows I have coming out. See Bittersweet. I was in select movie theaters. Hopefully still is. Maybe you're going to have to find it in another country. I'm not sure. but yeah, come check me out. Also, Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge at Disability Film Challenge that I run.
Hell yeah. So I usually start episodes with this seat being the way back. And were you ever in a car, family, friend, whatever, where you rode in this seat back here?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a station wagon, like a old school brown station wagon with the, you know, panels. And we would ride it all together as a family. We would take like my cousins. There would be like seven of us.
All loaded up
in this back
seat. And where are you guys going?
We would go to Vermont a lot of times. There was like a, you know, we would bring everybody into Vermont. And but I would always get stuck in the middle. I'm a little person, the only little person.
I didn't even think of that.
So I remember, and as you
Man,
bring this
you're
up,
a permanent middle seat, bro. What was it like when you got shotgun for the first time? Were you in
people
heaven,
were
bro?
Just so angry. No one ever wants to see the little person in the front seat. In an Uber pool, no one wants me in the front. Nobody.
What's he doing up there, man?
But I remember
Slide
too.
All the way up.
I remember a distinct memory where we were in going to Vermont, and I was staying at my friend's house, and we had just gone to see Batman. Mm. Remember the original Batman? Mm. There were the crazy lines. I was so young. And, you know, my cousins, my brothers picked me up. We're in this minivan, and they, you know, get up, and they're like, why are they getting up? They're like, because you got to go in the middle. And so now I'm in the middle of this station wagon. I come out of my backpack. I bring this little gas mask. I don't know why I have this. It was like a merch from the movie, mm-hmm. you know, Batman. So then I put it on. And I go, what are you doing? And I was like, in case I fart in the thing, I like say that. And it just was something that I laughed so hard at and nobody else did. Nobody it was like, no one gets that I'm just being funny.
Yeah.
Even me, including me. I'm the only one laughing at my I'm like a prop comic at like six and no one's like finding it funny but me.
Well, you said when I asked you before, you said you actually fell out of a car.
So
how'd you fall out of a car?
This is wild. This same station wagon. I went to school. This is Turkey Hill. That was the name of my elementary school.
Turkey Hill where?
Turkey Hill Elementary School
in
Orange, Connecticut. It's a great school. I was there. So my mom picks me up in this station wagon. I have a couple friends that are with me and we're waiting. I don't know. My mom went inside for something and I'm talking to my friends and there's a crazy guy who's running for like mayor. And this person's just like, you know, they're campaigning at an elementary
school. People running for mayor.
Yeah. They're campaigning in the parking lot. For, you know, of, you know, mayor. And I get out and I'm trying to heckle him. And I'm trying to be funny for my friends. Hey, look at this guy. You're running for mayor. Hey, good luck. I'm saying all the stupid stuff. And then I get back in the car. And my mom gets in the car.
And how old are you?
I'm maybe six or seven. Okay. So my mom has, you know, my mom is like, I just went into the school for a minute. There's no reason why my son would get out of the car to heckle this politician like an idiot. So I don't fully close the door. No, I just I'm a little person, I'm a kid, I'm like, I close it, but I don't. This is that crazy station wagon. That's like you need to have like you know, Soviet Union air arms to
two
like
people outside close pushing that. It.
Like you gotta have like a mom's butt to like hit the. So I don't fully close the door. So if you see that now, I love that we can see it. There was like a circle roundabout. So my mom's driving. I'm on the edge of the door that I don't fully close. My mom has no idea that I got out of the car, mm-hmm. that I opened it. So she starts driving. Now she's late. So she's kind of putting the, you know, foot in the gas on the pedal and just goes, and just goes around the corner. The door swings open. Well, I happen to have my head right at the door. I just go overboard. Boom.
You went out, dude.
I went out, and I'm just like, just... All of a sudden, it becomes like, ree, ree, ree. There, you know, the nurse is coming out.
And that guy's like, vote for me.
Yeah, vote for me. He's like, you see what happens? So then now I'm in like a stretcher in this elementary school.
Holy shit.
Now my mom's taking the station wagon. We're following me, 7-year-old little person in an ambulance. And I'm in, I got my first concussion.
When do you tell mom, hey, I got out, talked some shit to this dude over here, and now I'm...
I mean, I'm still throwing that over. I'm like, look, I know you're mad at me, but, you know, you let me fall out of a car, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, she was obviously upset.
So I wanted to talk to you about sports. And one thing you said before we get into sports is that you were actually a little league umpire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the best. So I was...
What made you want to do it?
Well, it was like, I love sports. I love playing. I was baseball, basketball, mm-hmm. these things. And I was a big Notre Dame fan as a kid. And so all my life, I wanted to be like, you know, Newt Rockne. I would run around and I was like, I would just play the song in my head, just run around, cheer, cheer, fro. Like I would play back and forth. Like nobody told me that wasn't a possibility. Like it wasn't, you're a little person. You're not going to play football. I was like, I'm going to do it, you know? So I was playing.
Real quick. Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt. Yeah. Let's look this up, Kirsten. There's a coach recently who had to be talked out of using a little person for like goal line situations. And he's like, why can't we just throw him over the top? look it up real quick.
Get out of here. That is, that's a scholarship the hard way right there.
That's a special teams.
But I would play sports. I love playing sports.
Yeah.
But then there was a period where I was like, hey, I could also be an umpire.
Sorry, here it is, right here. Mike Leach, talked down from lining up a little person in the backfield and throwing him over the line at scrimmage and short, not even for touchdowns, no, just short yardage.
I mean, in fairness, his name is Leach. So last name Leach.
Oh, my God.
Listen,
dude.
Bug, you know, man, that's crazy.
That's hilarious. That okay, would be, I'm sorry.
I mean, that is a serious scholarship.
Yeah, it would be.
You better get paid. Scholarship
full ride and everything. Yeah, I bet you'd sell a ton of jerseys.
You get it. That's a SAG after a stunt bump as well.
Think of that now with the portal and all that. Okay, yeah, sorry.
So
go ahead.
We would first of all, I would play little league. I was into baseball. I would play basketball, but I would, you know, compete against everybody that was tall. I'm the mm-hmm. only one little. And so I would go to little people conventions. Once a year, we'd have these conventions, and there would also be sports that would go on at the same time. Now, mind you, everybody at that time, I just thought, man, I'd be in the NBA if only I was tall. That's the thing. But I'm like, I'm going to dominate at this little people convention. But every little person said the exact same.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got like a team full of everyone like, oh, I'm going to dominate.
Like and little Michael Jordan's out there.
But you realize that nobody, there is like one Michael Jordan, and you realize everybody else is like, oh,
is there
man.
Really? He's that
yeah.
good?
Yeah.
Stuff. He's good.
Yeah, there's people there. There's a little person, Jemani, Jemani and Justin that were on our team. We had a team, the New York Towers, a little people team. These guys now play for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Is that right?
They could shoot NBA threes.
Can we look
threes.
Them up? Let me see them.
Yeah.
What are their names? Monty
Love. He goes by Hot Shot on the Harlem Globetrotters. I mean, these guys, I mean, they could finger roll. They played like high school AAU basketball. Like, they are ridiculous. So, I mean, unbelievable
as little
athletes.
People.
Unbelievable people. Look but I'm them. Just saying, in general, for me, I thought, you know, going into little people convention, I'm going to dominate. I go in there and they're like, hey, man, you're like a backup small forward.
This guy right here is like,
this guy's
sit the fuck
shooting
down.
Threes. I'm trying to shoot a foul shot underhand, and he's shooting NBA threes.
Yeah.
So that's my buddy.
NBA threes.
He can hit NBA threes.
I mean, that's strength.
So I'm playing sports, but then at a certain point, everybody's just too tall. Everyone is now. And so now I'm like, well, I could umpire. I'm still in the game. Now I'm getting paid.
Okay.
I'm making money. Everybody else is not. So, but I would have to sit in between because I couldn't stand that long.
In between what?
In between like pitches or innings.
Would you just lean on sit on a bucket or something?
Just sit down where I am.
On the ground?
I just sit down.
You would sit on the ground.
I'm like, all right, that's a strike. And I'm sitting down in there. I'm like, yeah, it's a strike, man. You know, but I was good.
Are parents
I was
yelling
good.
At you and stuff?
No, because I was good. I was like, I would be on it. So
I wouldn't yell at one, you. I couldn't bring myself.
But one somebody ended up kind of saying, look, you can't sit. We can't have an umpire sit. All this stuff. I go, look, I got to sit. I'm little. That's how. So he's calling me up. He goes, you can't umpire. I go, yeah, I can. He goes, no, you're not. I'm like, you ever hear what the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Right.
My mom was like, what the heck? We got a lawyer over here. I'm like a 10-year-old kid. And I'm throwing out
good
things.
For you, dude.
And I end up, I'm like, I want that check, man. I want the candy that's going to come with this.
Umpiring Little League. That's awesome, dude. Did you do any kind of camps or anything like that? Conventions?
Yeah.
Did you go to conventions?
Well, I went to the conventions. I went to Little People conventions.
Tell me what it's like. Is it a sleepover thing? Are you there for a week? Is it a couple nights?
Yeah, no, it would be like a week long.
Choosing work boots used to mean sacrificing comfort or durability. If they felt good, they didn't last. And if they lasted, they wrecked your feet. Brunt Workwear thought that was BS. So they built tough boots that feel great from day one. No break-in, no sore feet. Here's the deal. I've been looking for boots months ago. I ordered my own Brunt pair. Right there they are. Right here. See these? I got these black ones. I wanted to have a nice new pair of work boots because I didn't have any pair of work boots anymore, and I'm out at the track. And then here comes Brunt saying, hey, we'd like to work with you. And I was like, I'm already a fan, bro. So they sent me another pair. They sent me these brown ones here. These are a soft toe. These are waterproof. And when they say they're already broken in, I'm telling you, they're money. They're butter. I love it. So stoked to be working with Brunt. And Brunt stands behind what they make. You can wear them to work, and if they're not right for you, send them back. Brunt was tired of the workwear brands out there cutting corners. You work too hard to be stuck in uncomfortable boots that don't hold up, so they built something better. Boots that are insanely comfortable and built for any job site. For a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt when you use code WAYBACK at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com, use the code WAYBACK, and you're good to go. And after you order, they'll ask you where you heard about Brunt. Do us a favor, tell them it was from this show.
So we're going to these Little People conventions.
Do they have a title? Is there a title of them?
There's every city is a different. Baltimore was my first one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
At the convention center?
B-More. No, it's usually like a hotel.
And what do they call it?
We just
like
take
something
over
we can look up
LPA
here?
Conventions,
oh, LPA,
Little People America. I'm doing comedy at
whoa,
I got
New
everything.
Orleans,
I'm,
too.
I'm, yeah, New Orleans
are you doing
next.
Comedy at these as well?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they got me.
Check umpire, bro. Professional umpire over here.
No, so I've always, this has been my world, and okay. So we would hang out, and you know, and the funny thing too about the interesting thing is also you're talking about there's 2,000 little people that will go and families, so we all go to like a dance at night, and it's just very funny because there's so many memories of me going when I was a little kid, and you're in this little dance, and it'd be like you're looking up at people, and they're like, wow, these are like high schoolers also at this dance and adults, and now I'm like, I'm 42. I'm like the old man at this dance now. But I love going, man. When I went, though, it was fun. We used to just hang out, meet people from all over the place, play sports. You know, it was a little bit, though, like you talk about, like, you know, macho. Everybody's like, no, I'm the tough guy. No, I'm the little. I'm good at basketball. No, guys being that way. You know, kind of alpha a little bit.
Yeah, peacocking and
peacocking,
stuff.
Peacocking, no, but I love Little People conventions. I went to camp, too. I went to a Boy Scout camp, but, you know, it was fun. I learned how to do, like, weird merit badges and, like, you know, I don't know. Were you a Boy Scout?
No. I mean, no offense to the Boy Scouts. I just always thought it was a strange thing, and I was always like, I mean, semper paratus, that's their saying.
Yeah.
And I always felt like I was way more prepared than they were.
Yeah.
I was always like, I don't think y'all are prepared. And a lot of them were not for what came later.
I was never really prepared. See, I was like, you got to be an Eagle Scout, whatever. I just like to go and camp. And like, I just wanted to sit on a boat. They're like, no, but you
and
need
play
to
with
do
knives
this like
and outdoors
one extra
and
thing.
Yeah,
I'm
that
like,
was the part.
I
was
like, I just wanted to hang out here.
Yeah. So we talked about a party you threw in high school, an epic party.
Yeah.
Does anyone still live in that house?
Yeah, that's the same. That's the same.
We can't look it up then. I want to see if we can show.
We can't show the house. But it was an epic party where it was like people from all towns.
How did they find out back then? Were you just telling everybody in high school, like, spread the word?
This is the wild thing about it, like, spread the word. Like, it was like I was like a high schooler that was like a nightclub promoter. And then other people started spreading the word. People were like passing out flyers.
Yeah.
People from other towns were there. Like, and the crazy thing about it is,
how big's the house? How many bedroom beds?
It was like, it's a pretty big, you know, it wasn't crazy, but it was, big enough, you know, to where we were able to have a bunch of people there. But it was really mostly about outside. So it was mostly like an outside party. We had a little bit, like, there was a way to get into the basement. But mostly it was just outside and you come. But I was like smart. So I was like, I'm going to leave the lights off and I'm not letting anybody in the house. Like, girls were like, oh, I got to pee. I was like, you can go outside. Yep, yeah, we're outdoors. This is where the, you know,
outside.
So the
it
cops,
was girlfriends only. You
the
know?
Cops were driving around and they could not figure out where this party was because just cars were just for just blocks
everywhere.
Yeah. And then there were all kinds of little sub parties because, you know, the beer runs out or just people are just hanging out in other areas, like just out by there. So the cops couldn't figure out where the party was for a while. Of course, they do end up finding where it is.
And do they come in and bust you or
and
anything?
They come in and, you know, what
they
the
do
heck
come in.
Is going on? Now, I had just had surgery, so I'm on crutches and I'm going up to the cop and I go, where's your warrant?
Did you really?
Like, I'm on NYPD Blue.
I've been like, they're taking advantage of me. All these people just showed up. Get them out of here.
But it quickly shifted where I was like, hey, man, I need these guys out of here, you know. But but I did. I go, where's your warrant? They go, warrant? What are you talking about? Warrant? You got people like, you know, throwing up on your neighbors.
Underage drinking.
I'm like, where's your warrant? But I was like, I was glad to see him. It was like cops. I was like, thank you. This is done.
Tell me about driving. Did you get your... Did you start at 16 and did you do... did they still have driver's ed in high school when you went to high school or was it out by then?
So, yeah, we had driver's ed. We had it when I was 16. I actually had a little... there was a little person driver's ed teacher.
No.
Talk about a niche profession.
Is that
profession.
Right? So not a little person to teach little people, just happened to be a little person.
No, he just happened to be. I was
teaching.
How funny would that be if it was like, hey, I only work with little people.
You all go see Gary.
He's got to drive like, yeah, I'm going to Alaska. See you guys. So I got another little guy out there. So we.
I'm a gun for hire. I'm an expert, man.
So I had this little person, though, and
As a teacher.
And he taught me how to drive. And it was awesome. We drove and...
Bro, what's he telling you that... You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be able to give you the tips and tricks that you're going to need to know.
See, that's the funny thing is, like, it's just... You're just driving a car. You know, you're just...
There's no insight, there's a pedal
extension mm-hmm. on the car, but that is it.
That's the only
All
difference.
You need to do is put that on. It's funny, too, because... I did a commercial about pedal extensions. I'm like, you see how easy it is? You just take it on, you put it off. In reality, I have a hard time getting them on and off. You know,
oh, you take them off?
You can take them off. But my wife does it. Okay, she's better.
She does? No, is she really?
She's the man of the house. She does a lot. I'm just like, you know, look, I'm the silly like, hey, I'm going to ask for help. And she's like, no, I got it. You know, she's...
So when? How old were you when you got your license? Did you do it at 16?
16.
And then what is it like? I mean, man, I'm just trying to, both parents. I'm trying to put myself in your parents' shoes here. Like, we've got a 16-year-old going off on his own for the first time, which is terrifying in itself. Oh. And You're the only little person only in the whole family
ever. So no matter what happens, everyone's like, "Oh, Nick did it." You know,
yeah,
like
you ain't getting away with shit.
It's like to be a little person in the only little person of the area is like you're the celebrity of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as you are if you're the person that won some kind of race or, you know, that I'm just known. People know me in that area.
What's your first car?
It was like a Mazda 3. So I crashed
what
this
year?
Car,
what
dude.
Year?
This is probably somewhere around 95 or, you know,
look
96,
like any of these here? 90,
yeah, exactly. So I'm so excited. I get this car and I'm driving. I'm just excited to be driving. 2 months in, I'm driving. And I'm driving fast to school, and I'm driving one arm. I'm, like, listening to, like, hip-hop on the radio station, you know, and boom, I rear-end this lady. And I'm like, no!
No brakes?
No, I mean, there were brakes, but I just nailed it. I didn't need them.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
I wish I was in that station wagon, too. I'm in this little, I did actually hit. She was in a station wagon.
She was?
And I
probably
just
hit the kids in the way back, bro.
Slam her. I slam into her. And I just got to get out of the car. And, you know, she's just like, you know, what are you doing? You know, and I'm like, sorry, you know, and I'm just like, she knows who I am, too. I'm like the little person at down, you know,
like the one
she's like, yeah, he's letting
she
you drive.
Store,
you know?
Like, guess who hit me? Guess who hit me, y'all?
But it was that, you know, too, like we everybody didn't know who I am, but in my area. But also when I went into different areas, people didn't know who I am. And that's why I had a fake ID.
This is what I wanted to talk about.
I had a
like,
fake
when
ID.
When do you start drinking? What's the first, you know, and what did you first drink?
I was drinking just weird. Actually, the first thing I ever drank is gin.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And I will never drink gin
again.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Because it was like a weird, like, you know, at post-baptism or confirmation party or some kind of very Catholic thing. I can't remember what it was. And my parents had a party, and there's these bottles of gin out, and I'm probably 14 or something like that. And I, you know, me and my friend, we just start drinking this, and I got so sick where you could smell that gin when you're throwing up for like days. But I, so I got a fake ID in high school. And
how? Where'd you go? Where do you? What? Tell me the process.
The process is
just, it you, or is it someone who looks like you facially?
It was me.
It was you.
They just threw, and I don't think it looked even remotely like a regular ID.
Yeah, mine
it was. It was so fake, and it was like I'm like, you know, 27. I'm like 16 with like a 27 year old, you know, ID, but.
That's what it said you were, 27?
I think it was like 22 or 23, something.
But still,
something
it's your face
whatever
on this fake, what, Connecticut
I'm
license?
I'm 16 years old, a fake Connecticut license, has like just part of the stuff, but I would just flash it, and I became the guy because I'm like, look, I'm the one that can get everyone beer, and I'd just flash in a liquor store and just confident. And people are usually nervous, you know, like I'm this is a little person. I can't insult them. You know,
I'm just gonna give him what he wants.
So I'm just gonna give it to him. So I'd be like, "That's right."
You never know? Got challenged.
I mean, I would.
But
I got
never
challenged.
Got turned down.
Never got turned down. I actually once I did.
You did
in college. I was in college.
In college, when you're closer to 21,
closer to 21. I mean, all through high school, I'm able to get into this. I'm going to bars. I'm going to
Are
little
really?
People conventions. I'm like the flashing this. Dude. I'm getting people things. In college, somebody that was a bouncer at like the bar was like, man, I was in freshman orientation with you. There is no way you are 26 years old. Because now it's like going up, you know, I'm like, I got it when I was like 16. So now at 20, I'm like a 53 year old. I'm like, this is a tougher, you know, but, so I still have that fake ID too.
You
so,
do?
Yeah, I gotta find it. I'm also looking for a couple baseball cards that I can't find.
What are you looking for? Did you used to collect them?
Oh my God. There is a Michael Jordan that I got from when I had surgery. Somebody gave me like a hologram Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it could be crazy valuable. All I have is like 100 Ricky Henderson, like year 10, where I'm like,
oh, you don't have
that
the Ricky
one
rookie?
Card. No, I'm saying, like, I got all this, like, you know, oh, okay. At the time was exciting, but I'm like, I got that one card. So I don't know where
it
is.
You don't know
is.
Where it is?
Nah. I mean, I haven't lived, you know, at my parents' house since I was 18.
Oh, really? So, you moved out at 18?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Just I went to college and I started doing comedy.
You're like,
and just,
I'm out.
I'm out.
You ever get grounded? Were you a good student? Or did you get in a little bit of trouble? Did you know you could get away with some stuff?
I got into trouble, and that was the thing. I would use the card to like, nah, I'm going to charm my way out of it. And so I did get into trouble. But generally, my parents were kind of just let me go off and, you know, live life. And I wasn't getting grounded a lot. They were just kind of like, you know, you're an idiot.
Did you guys ever play any like neighborhood games that you all made up? You know what I'm talking about? Or family games that you got. Like I had friends that I just remember this one now. You might like this, Kirsten, but my friends used to play Monopoly.
Yeah.
But they would play that you could get welfare. And I was like, that's good, dude. That's good.
That's great. And you know what? The only crazy game I used to do with my brother, it was a combination of basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
So we would play it. We didn't even have a name for it. It was stupid. We were just like, you run full speed at each other, and he'd be on his knees. So whenever I would play with friends and stuff, we'd play like basketball indoors and stuff. Like they would have to go on their knees. And so our game was like, you know, it was like I'm running full speed and we could tackle each other, but he'd have to be on his knees. So I'm running full speed and he just nails me and I fly up into the air. Woo! And he's like, oh, man, I hit him so hard. And then I'm now above him and then bam, I land on his head and I break his nose all over the place.
You broke his nose?
Yeah, and then my brother was so mad.
He's not a little person.
So yeah. I just go from that, like his nose is broken. Yeah. I just run and hide in my room. I lock the door.
You better, bro, because dad and your brother are probably going to kick your ass. Yeah.
So that's my little basketball, football nose broke. Oh, that's Billy Barty. That's when I met that, you know, I met Billy Barty.
Oh, that's the celebrity you were telling us about.
So that was the celebrity. That's my dream project. I want to play him.
I remember this guy.
Yeah, he is my hero. He started Little People of America, but he would be, he was an old vaudevillian too. He would start doing acting when he was like 3. And so he would do all these things like, hey, he would do like jokes at the end of his life. He was performing up to the end. He had a great joke. It's a Billy Barty joke. He goes, I hurt my leg. I went bungee jumping off a curb. And he had the great timing. And he was also, I met him. That was in
how
Baltimore.
How old are you here?
That is, I'm 5 years old. You see how big I am?
Yeah.
I mean, I legitimately did not grow. Like, that was about the height that I, you know, I stayed for a while up until I got puberty and then, you know, got a little taller. But he's my height now.
He is.
So he, like, we're the exact same height. I want to play him in a movie, actually. Like,
you do?
I wrote a movie about him.
Good for you,
dude.
I met
his son. I wore his clothes. So they still had some of his outfits. And I did a whole photo shoot.
Like, it's meant to be.
I put it on. And they were like, oh, my God. So he was awesome, though. Like, he started Little People America in Reno. In Reno, where I've been and done comedy, it's like the biggest little city.
Mm-hmm.
And they started it at there as like a publicity stunt. It became, you know, Little People America.
Ah, biggest little city. It makes sense. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he's awesome. So we would do these Little People conventions. We had so much fun. We would go, we'd do all these different, you know, games during the day. Everybody would, you know, kind of act like, you know, we were, I'm bigger than you. I'm tougher. It's just, you know, it was fun, though.
Do you still get together for holidays and stuff now?
With little people?
No, with your family and stuff.
Family, yeah. So I go back. I go back a lot. I try to get out, man. I want my kids to see, you know, the old school, you know, just what I grew up with, you know, out there on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And just the realness. I feel like out here, people aren't, you know, they're just too shy. I'm like, we're a family of little people. We need to be, we need East Coasters to be like, hey, you're little.
Yeah, yeah.
In California, people are too polite. We had another thing, too, that was kind of, I remember, too, with my brothers. My brother got attacked by a bird.
What?
In the woods.
What kind of bird?
We don't know.
It just came down.
He was walking in the woods, And this bird attacked him and started hitting him in the head. So me and my other brother came out there and we were like, we're going to defend our brother. So we came out with like little butter knives and we're trying to find this random bird. That's a dead end story. But yeah.
Dude, thank you for coming on. Oh, man.
Thank you.
You
thank
got you for it, brother. Me, brother. Promote one more time right there, please.
Go to at Nick Novicki. Follow me online. Come see me do comedy. Check out the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge, some projects I'm acting in, and just see what I'm up to.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. And thank you guys as well. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to you all next week.